I have a picture I'd like to show you. There's a baby in this picture. Someone's holding this baby. And someone's... It kind of looks like a marriage, doesn't it? What? That baby's getting baptized. They're putting water on that baby's head. The pastor's probably saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Nice job. Nice job. Exactly. That's what's going on. What happens? Got your hand up? What happens when we're baptized? Better question. Where does Jesus live?
In our hearts.
In our hearts. Is that what you were going to say? There he is. He lives in our heart. He lives in heaven, but he also lives in our hearts, doesn't he? This is one of the ways that that happens. Do you see anything special about the way that baby is dressed? Kind of reminds me of what Arlo said. A white dress kind of reminds me of a wedding dress. It's very pretty. It's kind of shiny and shimmery. In the Bible reading today, Jesus talks about a wedding party, a wedding feast, he calls it, a reception, you might say. The marriage, he's talking about, when he talks about that feast, he's talking about us living with him forever. He's talking about the fancy, fancy meal. He's talking about us, yes. And here's the way we talk about it. When Jesus sees us, he sees us clothed in a robe. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, of his righteousness. Have you ever done anything wrong? I get the same answer. I either get a lot of silence or I get no, because we don't think so. But here's the thing. We've done things wrong, and God knows. But when he looks at us, he sees like this baby, and they put this white robe on here to remind us that God doesn't look at our sins. He sees us as perfect. He sees us as pure. He goes, oh, there you are. You're my favorite and I love you. Is that a pretty good deal? So we're going to talk about that some more. So here's the thing. There's a lot of big people out there. Sometimes it's hard for us to remember that God goes, oh, I love you. Do you think maybe we could remind them that Jesus loves them? Maybe we could stand up and look them in the eye. Think we could do that and tell them Jesus loves them? They're going, no, we're not going to do that. Who would like to stand up and try that? I'll do it for you. Watch this. I'm going to give them. I call, my friends call this the stink eye. What do you think? Is that pretty good?
No.
That's not Jesus loves you, is it? Did you know that Jesus loves you? They know. Do you think they know Jesus lives in their heart? Yes, they sure do. Good job. It is kind of scary to stand up in front of people. Should we pray? Should we thank God for all those things? Let's do that. Lord God, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that you love us and that you continue to show us that. Lord, as these kids grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray all these things trusting in you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus.